That doesn't need to be done. You've just heard from Alicia, River, and Sypha. They are already normal. Understanding that there is a broad spectrum of what normal can be and what beauty and pride can be all about is part of what this film is all about. And I hope it's going to prompt people to want to educate themselves more and to want to feel some pride and joy along with intersex activists who are fighting for their rights after so long.
Well, certainly pride, joy, humor, and also the reality of people's lives featured in this new documentary, Everybody. Julie Cohen, Alicia Ruffweigel, River Gayo, Sean Seifert Wall. I'm Amy Goodman.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO is proud to co-sponsor the Village Building Convergence from June 10th to 18th, 2023. This is an annual community building event bringing together community members and neighborhoods to engage in grassroots placemaking and sustainable community building throughout Portland. More information on how to get involved in this year's Village Building Convergence can be found on the website, villagebuildingconvergence.com.
Rise them up, KBOO 90.7. You don't know it's your girl, Tasha T.
Good morning. You're listening to Your Community Connection, KBOO Portland. 90.7 here in the metro area. In Corvallis, Albany, Philomath, 104.3, 91.9 in Hood River, Oregon, and everywhere in the world, www.kboo.fm. Welcome, everyone. Good morning. More talk radio here. And I am your host, Celeste, flying solo today. Cecil is out in the glorious New York City. Yeah, visiting family and partaking of apocalyptic skies. Well, no, the skies are clear now, but, you know, he was out there with the apocalyptic skies, and I'm sure most people thought any moment now, here comes Godzilla, you know. Who knows? It doesn't matter. But anyway, I'm flying solo, and he's having fun with family. And I hope you're having a good day, too. I'm going to give you the phone number ahead of time, just in case I forget. 503-231-8187. Yeah, and join in the conversation. So I got three topics that I picked. And I got three because I'm here by myself, and it'll give me enough to kind of juggle with in case, you know, people are just waking up and they don't want to talk to me until they've had their morning beverage or their morning routine. And, you know, that way I can kind of keep the conversation going by myself. And like I tell you, you know, Cecil and I will often say, we got lots of stuff we can talk, but we want to talk to you. So, having said all that, let me roll out my topics this way. The first one is kind of a response to a caller who called last week and was really upset because people weren't paying attention to work that had already been done, and wanted to exhort people to get active with regard to housing, affordable housing. And while good points were made, I had to kind of take issue with one, which was, even though homeless issues and homelessness is something that's near and dear to my heart, there's only so much you can do. You can't handle everything, if for no other reason than you just got two hands and a limited amount of time. And so you count on interactions, intersections, interconnection with other like-minded people, so that your energy is exponentially expanded and you can cover all areas of the issue. And so this particular caller took issue to the fact that I wasn't picking up his idea and running with it. And I replied, "That's your baby. You have to take care of it." And then he said, "Well, I don't have a platform." And again, that's when I said, "Well, but you're on the air right now." And so one of the things I thought would be really helpful for me to do is to kind of like, I guess, amplify a message that we do try to get out there, not just Cecil and I, not just me today, but KABU as a whole, every one of us, programmers and volunteers and the people behind the scenes even, and the staff, is we try to prepare you to make the most of your moments when you are engaging with KABU. So if there's something that's near and dear to your heart, you call in and you tell people, but you try to get people excited about your idea so that others can come and help you take your idea forward. That's part of the thing, you know. And you coalesce with people and you get those many hands that make light the work. You know, you can put that call to action out. Now, speaking of calls of action, you know, because we are a non-commercial radio, there's certain things that KABU can't do, and there's certain kinds of calls to action that we can't do. But, having said that, when we invite you on to this platform that we share, especially if you're a member, financially supporting member, then you get a chance to get your ideas out. So think about that. And then KABU has other incarnations on other media, such as Facebook, such as Instagram, such as Twitter. And that can also help you gather like-minded people to get your critical mass. So, you know, I wanted to put that out there so that folks didn't think that I was just being mean or being narrow in my scope or whatever way they wanted to, you know, perceive it. It's like, no, when you're talking, other people are hearing you. Infect them with your enthusiasm so that you can get your army of hands and hearts in gear. So that was the first topic. You don't really have to respond to that. Some of you may want to, because some of you were already savvy. You call up and you go, "Hey, this is happening," or "Hey, read this book," or "Check out this website," or "Don't do this," you know? And that's what community is all about in community radio. Some of you might be thinking, "Oh, I never thought that way." Well, hey, come on down. Come on down. All right, so that'll move us to the next topic. And this one is probably the meatier one, and I imagine it could go in any other possible directions. And actually, you know what? Let me save that one. Let me go to my next one, my third one, which now becomes the second one. Cecil's not here, so I'm going to indulge in something. I call this a guilty pleasure. I don't know what else to call it. I mean, I think about it. I know as a lot of other people think about it. I probably don't think about it the same way most of you would think I think. But, okay, we've convoluted enough. So let's launch in. So, was everybody watching the news this weekend? and they saw an unusual piece of evidence come across the screen that came from a police officer's body worn camera. Well, if you happen to have been watching the news and you're all about that particular buzz coming out of Las Vegas, you might have heard that there was an alien encounter. I kid you not. Okay. So, you know, you go to your various search engines, you type in Las Vegas and alien assaults family. And basically, the story in a nutshell, a police officer was on a call, and in the sky, via their body-worn camera, you could see this really uniquely colored flash in the sky of some kind of unidentified aerial phenomena, okay? It lands. Then the news feature cuts to a Ring camera having picked up the sound of said UAP, okay? And it was a loud whoosh boom, just like out of the movies. Movies couldn't have done it better. Then you cut to a 911 call where this family is saying, there's somebody in our backyard, someone, something, that looks somewhat humanoid, but it's 8 to 10 feet tall with the big, you know, the requisite bug alien eyes and strange mouth. And we feel threatened. And the police took it seriously, especially because one of the officers had seen the item and heard it. Yet, we didn't get any pictures. Now, there's lots of pictures of everything else. But for some reason, the family, and maybe it's because they were in a state of distress, because I'm not discounting that, they didn't have their camera there. Then they remembered to bring the camera back later and show the space where they had been. But nobody got any pictures. Now, I'm not calling them crazy, because that's been part of the problem surrounding this whole issue. But I just said, when I didn't see any pictures. But here's the thing. You've been hearing, oh, they're coming. And maybe they're here. I mean, it's 2023. We didn't had everything else. Why not? But I just wondered, how have people processed that? Because that's as I think it was it Reagan? I think it was Ronald Reagan when he was president that talked about how, though we squabble and bicker amongst ourselves as human beings on this planet, that would be the one threat that you would imagine bring us all together and be of one mind. And so one wonders, how are folks processing this? Because, you know, this is not even the shoe dropping. This is not the penny dropping. As a matter of fact, they're both still in the air spinning. Because, again, like I said, you didn't see any footage of the actual entities themselves. I'm just curious. It's kind of tongue in cheek. I'm like 1/4 of the way serious. But okay, and you can laugh with me or at me if you want to. I'm only partially like serious, because I thought, Las Vegas? Really? That's where y'all gonna go? You're gonna go to Las Vegas. You didn't go to La La Land. You didn't go to LA. You didn't go to, something place in topographically center, like maybe Topeka, Kansas. You didn't go to Washington, D.C. You didn't even go to New York, because probably the air was bad. I don't know. But you went to Las Vegas. But then again, why not? I don't know. All right. So that one, feel free to call in. Here's the meat. So Trump got indicted. Y'all dancing in the streets? Are you dancing in the streets? Are you feeling just a tad more circumspect about this whole thing? You know, and you're thinking, well, they do call him Teflon Don. You know, this may or may not stick. You're not sure if you're going to be sad, or you're going to be glad, or you're going to be mad, or whatever, you know. But people are reacting to that. And there are so many different aspects of it that we can consider. So I guess what I will do is say, what do you think of that? How has that affected you? And then I'll just break down some points that might interest you into calling us or me at 503-231-8187. So he got indicted. A friend of mine called me really distraught. What does that mean? Should I go stock up food? You know, are we going to have riots? What's going to go on? And I thought to myself, well, okay, that's a valid point, because you live in the Midwest and you live with some really reactive folks, and so you might find that you have some challenges. For some of us, the fact that he's been indicted on 37 charges, some of us might have a glimmer of hope that that might take him out of the running for president, because we're looking at GOP's candidate roster, potential roster, and we're getting a little anxious, you know? Some of those people look a little scary. I'm not just talking about DeSantis. You know, there's, of course, Trump running, and a few other people thinking to throw their hat in the ring. So, you know, you're thinking, well, what do I do? What should I do? How should I feel about this? And you've got the favorites, which of course Trump and DeSantis. Then you've got Nikki Haley, and you've got Pence, and then you got some long shots that are like, I don't even know what to think about. Scott is one of them. I'm like thinking, okay, I know there's a lot of folks of color who love Trump. For the life of me, I still can't understand some of their talking points, and I've tried. I mean, there are people that said I made more money under Trump, and I'm thinking, well, made more money doing what? Because you had to be kind of scandalous and ruthless in some ways to have really made out during his presidency, because unless you were an honest business person that just was able to take advantage of the fact that he ran roughshod over some of the regulations, environmental, some employment, especially with regard to salary and employees' health and safety rights, you might have made a killing. Who knows? But for most people, it was not necessarily a win-win. And so when I hear people of color talking about what he's done that's wonderful, when I see Latinos and Asians and blacks for Trump signs, I get, you know, I'm a little concerned. But the rest of these people, like John Scott, I believe, are missing the point. It's like, okay, you are a candidate. But, you know, what is that folks of color always say? All skin folk ain't kin folk. There it is. So I think that they miss points, and they sell out their people. Larry Elder is another one. But there we go. I'm going to put the phone number out again and get to our first caller. It's 503-231-8187 here on More Talk Radio. I'm your tour guide and hostess, Celeste Flying Solo. And good morning, Arthur. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Celeste.
What's on your mind?
First of all, I want to apologize. I was the guy that called last week when you were having to apologize for. But
well, not apologize.
I made a few strong points. I cursed a lot. You know, I didn't express myself well. But KBOO is one of the finest organizations I know of.
Mm-hmm.
So, Celeste, to get to some of your points here, please. Aliens in Vegas. What?
Now, are you asking me what, like you hadn't heard the article, you hadn't read the article or heard it in the news?
Tell me some more about this. What's going on here?
Well, that's kind of how I feel. You know how you're just really skeptical of something, but you follow along because you want to find out what's the punchline. So this was, I'm pulling up the article right here. Let me go to CNN because we all know that's fake news. they had a video up here. Las Vegas Metro Police released some body camera footage, and you see.
Off the officers.
Yes, and they saw it in the sky. Okay, so he's following because shortly after that, there is a 911 call from this family that said that this object landed in their backyard, and there's some entities in their backyard that are making them exceedingly anxious, and they're very tall and they're humanoid. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And wow is what I said. You know, I'm still saying wow because I'm not quite sure how to take this. Because like I said, I'm not quick to jump on this whole thing, even though I grew up on Star Trek and sci-fi.
If you're from Portland, you know, I don't know, people are just putting on suits, 8-foot suits. I don't know, Celeste.
I don't know either. I'm just waiting on the penny to drop. I'm waiting on the penny to drop.
Okay, we're just joking, talking here. Right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, there was plenty of recordings and images of the thing in the sky, of the sound of a ring left on the porch, but nothing of the entities itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something crazy. My brother done 30 years in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
Right? And he was sitting next to a guy at a bar that was an Air Force pilot.
Uh-huh.
And this guy was an Air Force pilot, and I'm not making this up. And this is for my brother, who wouldn't lie to me, you know, Celeste, obviously. But he told me that this pilot told him that he saw an alien object that was flying beyond the speed of sound, like flying around in Alaska. And he was in an F-16.
Mm-hmm.
It's And so my brother, you know, I mean that's family. He wouldn't tell me lies. But there was like literally an alien object. But I don't want to get into that discussion, Celeste.
Oh, no worries.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for appreciating KBOO.
Yeah. But thanks, Celeste. I think I'll use my time up. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. You know, with all due respect, as I was trying to find my notes, I don't think it was Arthur that called and got really testy. And my engineer, Ray, is shaking his head. He's agreeing with me. We know the person's name. We're just not going to say it, you know. But I really want to thank Arthur for calling and for appreciating KBOO, you know, because we're like your opportunity to connect with folks on steroids. Well, okay, maybe steroids is not the benign and good example that I would want, but let's say multiply. Yeah, there we go. So here we are. We're talking about stuff. This other guy gets really upset, and the point is, I'm not looking for an apology. I don't want an apology, and this is not really going to solve anything. If I could have anything, it would be for that person to have an epiphany, you know, and the energy to and the foresight and motivation to implement what they were wanting to happen, you know. I don't require an apology. Meeting of the minds would be better. But anyway, the point is to recognize when you have a podium and how to use it, when you have your platform and how to use it and how to make the most of it so it actually benefits your ideal, you and the community that you are saying you want to serve. It's really that simple. It's not difficult at all. Phone number is 503-231-8187. And give me a call now. You got two nice meaty points. Are you all trumped out? Is that what it is? It's like, no, we can't possibly get any energy up to talk about them. Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to have to poke you just a little bit. I'm going to see if I can't tease you, tempt you a little bit. So we already talked a little bit about the aliens. Let me make a little shift here to Trump. You know, and of course, my first question would be, okay, he's indicted. Do you even care? Some of you, apparently not, because you're not burning up the phone lines. You know, but think of, you know, how his effect might have ripples that we're not necessarily prepared for addressing. One of the things that I think really is interesting, and I'm sure there's somebody else that probably has thought this too, and so call me up, is his effect on the Republicans in Congress. Okay, and his effect, especially in the House. Now, the House Republicans have been lockstep behind him. You know, they're in this syncopatic line dance. Okay, they're screaming and howling that he's being mistreated, and this is all politically motivated. Yet the Senate leaders are really silent. They, of course, you know that. They want him to go away. They want him to fade away. They want him to disappear. You know, so folks like Mitch McConnell, who is no favorite to, you know, progressive and right-thinking people, is keeping his mouth shut. He's not saying squat. And surprisingly, well, maybe not surprisingly, other folks, you know, are not saying too much. Besides that, the Senate whip, John Thune, he's not saying anything, you know. But then you have people like DeSantis, who you think, well, you know, if he goes down, path is clear for me. They're so worried about losing all of those supporters that they're keeping their mouth shut, even though, as far as Trump is concerned, they're traitors. And so how dare you try to cash in to my cachet of people. Anyway, let me get to my caller here and remind you the number is 503-231-8187. Give me a call. It's early yet. And I've got Harry on the line next. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Harry. How about yourself?
It's fine. Thank you for taking my call. As for the aliens, it's still unidentified flying object. There were no pictures.
I know. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a fake story. And I find a lot of them on the internet that it's just made up, and you have to look at it as that way. Because all of a sudden, this story will disappear. You'll never hear it about again. And it's just, no, and this one comes up to you and shakes your hand and, you know, take me to your leader.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm looking at it, because my ears prick up. You know, I mean, just because I am in love with Star Trek, however, doesn't mean I'm really ready to just jump on board and be out there with my fingers parted, live long and prosper and Klaatu whatever. No, I'm suspicious. I'm I figure, but you know what? Here's the thing, that if this is just some big psyop being rolled out, it makes perfect sense that you'd have the police involved first, because you've got to legitimize and validate, you know, this particular story. That's the hook.
It also could be a CIA plot to keep us busy and thinking about other things while they're doing, you know, why not mess with the public? The CIA now operates in this country. Before 9/11, they didn't.
Well, that's what they said.
And think about what the CIA do. They murder people, they steal, they whatever.
They're the overthrowers.
Yeah. Now they're operating in this country.
Now, I'm not so sure that it never was now, but yeah, I mean, that's why I call it a psyops, you know, because yeah. I don't know what's happening. I'm really suspicious. And like I said, the fact that, you know, all of these things have converged or been conflated to mean that somebody actually landed or something landed, I'm just sitting back and saying, well, I've seen better sci-fi, so let me just watch this and see how it plays out. But yeah. I think you're right. It's a distraction. Either way.
My next subject is, of course, Trump. I think the Democrats and progressives have to get more meaner and nastier during this election.
Okay, now what do you mean by meaner and nastier?
Well, this way. Okay, tomorrow Trump is going to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't there be Democratic demonstrations outside saying, lock him up, lock him up, you know? And, you know, because that's what the Republicans were doing, so we say the same thing, lock him up. Also, being meaner and nastier. I mean, they'll must have classes or something that we can give Democrats and progressives to, you know, how to throw an insult. You know, how to be, you know, example, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Last summer, she got a divorce because she had an affair with one of those Newsmax, whatever. So shouldn't everyone be screaming, adulterer, where's your scarlet letter? You
know? Well, look at it this way, Harry. For one, I'm not going to waste any energy saying lock him up, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I don't know what level of deal he might make. You know, they call him Teflon Don for a reason. You know, the other thing is, I would like to think that when they go low, we don't go quite as low. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't want to resort to the same tactics they use. I'm not saying that you don't have a point. I think you have a point. It's just for folks to flex just a little and let the rest of our opponents know we're not asleep. You know, I hear you.
Look at the Republicans do the same thing, what consequences they have? None. So we can train some Democrats, not all, just some Democrats and progressives to do that while we look, you know, great, saying I'll be, and while they can make all this noise and stuff, and hey, there's no consequence of doing it, you know. The next thing I have is, I hope you got my Memorial Day's gift.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Do you remember the steel penny?
I remember seeing them circulated. I'm not quite old enough to remember when they were first minted. But I just gave Ray his, and Cecil's out of town, so when he gets back, he'll get his.
Okay, yeah, for Memorial Day gift, and it was just that I remember that when I was a kid, they were still in circulation. The average penny lasts like 30 years in circulation. And they made billions of them, so guess what? That penny is only worth 1 cent.
Well, that's all right. You know, I can jokingly say you still owe me one for your 2 cents. All right. Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
One last thing.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, real quickly.
Why I brought up the steel penny is because they were thinking about getting rid of the U.S. penny here.
Right.
10 years ago, Canada got rid of their 1 cent penny, and they told all retailers to turn them into the government. So it might be with a steel penny, that because now the copper is worth like 2.5 cents, so they're losing money making pennies.
Well, they don't make them out of pure copper anymore, though, you know.
Yeah, but it's still I know they put zinc in them and who knows.
Yeah,
what,
and they rot because when you see them sometimes in change machines or you get them, some of them are almost disintegrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay. Good point.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're I'll welcome. Bye-bye. You're listening to Your Community Connection, KBOO Portland, 90.7 here in the city, 91.9 in the Gorge, 104.3 in the Willamette River Valley, and everywhere in the world, www.kboo.fm. This is More Talk Radio. I'm Celeste. I'm solo today. We're talking about Trump and all the different ramifications of the indictment. And then if you want to stray into that territory, we can talk about the alien landing in Las Vegas. And like I said, even though you can hear a lot of, you know, laughter in my voice, I'm not laughing at the people who called in because I wasn't there. But I'm laughing at the the absurdity and the just the fun of it all. I mean, it's funny to me. But anyway, let me go to my next caller. Good morning, Santiago. How you doing?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. The sun's out. Got no complaints.
Yeah, for real. I feel that. I'm not really worried. I mean, even if this indictment does stick, the problem is that like 30 of the counts are like for every $1,000 he gave to Stormy Daniels. I don't know what the other seven are. I'm assuming probably has something to do with that, but they're not going to convict him for war crimes, which they could legally, hit Biden and Obama for, and Bush Jr. I mean, every president since forever. So, I mean, honestly, you could hit any of them with a war crime. You know, you're not going to, hit them for putting kids in cages, which Trump and Obama and Biden, he's not doing it, but he's also not doing anything about it. So, I mean, you could hit him for, he's not going to hit him for that. They're not going to hit him with anything substantial. This is just more of like a moral posturing. Like, we don't, you know, the Democratic Party doesn't pay porn stars, sort of. That's what it feels like to me. Like, oh, he's this dirty old man who's paying porn stars. He cheats on his wife. It's like, you know what? Like, politicians are dirty. You know what I mean? Like,
always have been. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I just
don't see any point in it. It feels more like moral posturing and to distract from the fact that Biden is the only, like, it's really just squaring off. Biden is the only legitimate candidate, and Biden is a terrible candidate. And we really, I mean, I know people are going to vote for him, but it sucks they're going to vote for him because he's just as bad as any of the other cats who are out there. He just happens to be so mentally, like, I mean, he's as senile as Trump. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, but, you know, he was out there, you know, he lied about his civil rights service. He lied about his civil rights service. He's just a no good dude. But I know that, like, there's going to be a bunch of cats who are going to start, like touting him as like, oh, well, you know, he may not be the president we want, but we need him because he's a bulwark against the neocon fascists. And it's like, Biden's a fascist. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's just, really, for me,
you know, I'm just looking at him the same way folks looked at Hillary after she called, you know, young black teenagers and youths super predators, you know, and then tried to walk that back. Biden's tried to walk back his share of stuff. I'm not invested in him. I'm not invested. I want to be invested in our government. You know, so I vote locally and I try to make as much difference as I can with my vote. But I'm kind of like you. I'm just thinking, is this posturing? So, you know, you said it's not just political, but kind of like a moral slap. So I take it then you kind of agree with the Republicans who are screaming, this is politics. You're just trying to derail.
I mean, it is political. I mean,
well,
it's all political. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
It's all political. I mean, you know, they want to scream politics, but I mean, you know, I mean, it was no different than when Republicans, you know, impeached Clinton over, you know, over some you know, over, I mean, can I say it on the air?
pick your words very carefully. We like being
over
on the air.
Over a BJ. You know what
over
I mean?
Over a consensual encounter, intimate encounter. There you go.
I mean, consensual-ish. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. Abuse of power. Abuse of power. You know.
Exactly.
And,
so,
yeah.
But I mean, but the thing is it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it was like, well, I mean,
separate that out. Separate that out and talk about how he treated all of these classified documents. Because to me, that really is meat. That's a serious charge. Because basically, he's telling folks, and he went gangster with it. Because you know what he's saying under his breath and behind, away from cameras. He's saying, well, if they charge me and I get convicted and I'm going to jail, I'm going to sell some secrets. I'm going to tell some secrets. I'm not going to sell them. And so, you know, he's being gangster with it. And that's a real threat to our country. Now, let's also be honest and say that some of those stuff that's in those records that he's hidden is probably of the United States I'm trying to think of a word I can say over the air that conveys my disgust.
Nefarious?
Nefarious does not. It's too nice. Being a butthead countries, okay? Because
The thing is that's what America has always done.
Well,
I mean, my problem is. I mean, there's whole books written about what they did to my people, you know, in Central and South America.
Yes.
All throughout the 80s, you know, what America did in order to establish itself here as a world power. You know,
yes,
it's like
indeed.
The fact that it's like, you know, and they're perfectly fine with all of these crimes as long as it's being done to other people.
Yeah, in the name of America. That's right. I can't argue
with
you.
Yeah, when it's done in the name of spreading Western democracy, they're totally fine with all this stuff. But the second the chickens come home to roost, it's like all of a sudden there's pearl clutching, and it's like, you know what? Trump is the chickens coming home to roost, because, you know, I mean, you know, Republicans have wanted to find ways to bypass, like, actually speaking to people. Now, Democrats aren't much better, because you're talking about, like, political persecution of people who revolt versus political recuperation of ideas. But the truth of the matter is that Republicans, in that one sense, have been probably the most, like, nefarious, because, you know, they've been trying to find ways to get around having actual speak with people. It's kind of like how, you know, like how, like, professional creationists, they don't have an explanation for the things that science can tell us, but they can poke holes in the story and see doubt.
I wouldn't say that's necessarily a good analogy, but I hear you. I was just saying, maybe we'll have a conversation about that other one on a different show. But I get your point. And I think, I can't even argue with you, Santiago. I think you hit the nail on the head, you know. And it's really important that we recognize that part of this drama unfolding here is just the drama of keeping us distracted while both parties do what they do to us.
Well, and then the bigger thing that we have to start looking at, too, is, like, how do we fight it? Because we're not going to fight it within the system. Biden has already shown that he is perfectly, you know, even as vice president under Obama, was perfectly willing to compromise on very important things that matter to a lot of people with Republicans in order to move the country forward. So, I mean, I would really like to start seeing more talk about, like, you know, more talk about socialism and communism, because ultimately, like, this system is not going to benefit us even if we make it through another election cycle, which I really get frustrated with. I mean, as much as I love KABU and support KABU, the biggest problem I have is that, you know, so many people on here are progressives and they just ignore the fact that America literally has no conscience. It's literally going to go wherever the money goes, and we need to start building movements well before we start getting into the election cycles every 4 years.
Well, we should be having movements moving all the time. We should not even be building movements. We should have already had them in place. I totally agree.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do have movements in place, but the problem is that, like, a lot of them don't get any traction because, you know, that because there's so many gatekeepers who don't want to hear that America is bankrupt morally. You know, America is bankrupt in the sense that, like, it was always bankrupt. It was never this democratic project. It only became a democratic project when they had to find ways to accommodate that black and brown folks had rights, and they had to find some way to bring us into the script when they never wanted us here in the first place, or
well,
how women have rights, and they never wanted women to have rights.
Right.
Nobody looked at that.
They'd look at it, but I think people throw their hands up and they feel like that they're going to make that proverbial deal with the devil. Well, I can't have everything I want, but I'll take this. And I'll do tit for tat. I'll do a trade-off. But I think you made some good points. But let me get to my next caller. Thank you so much, Santiago, for calling in.
No problem.
The number is 503-231-8187 here on More Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. It's 8:44 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. So get your call in before it becomes 8:58. Good morning, Arthur. A different Arthur. How are you doing?
Good morning. The passion of your last call left me in awe. I mean, that was I like K-Boo because it's got the it lets people God, you know, listen to this. You want to hear something crazy? So Celeste.
Yes.
All right. All this talk about Trump. All right. Here's the deal. I remember, unless I have memory problems, you tell me. There, he called the Georgia Secretary of State to get rid of 12,000 votes,
right?
So he can get elected. And you remind me of that, Celeste. You tell me, if he didn't get indicted for that, why would he get indicted at all?
Well, that's my point.
Remind me of that moment. When I swear, hold on a second here. Remind me again, if I think he was caught on a public telephone record asking for, just give me like 12,000 votes.
Yes.
Remind me.
Yes,
Help me out here.
Yep. I mean, what exactly do you want me to say? You're right. And that's why I mean, asking people how they were reacting. Now, you know, when I say how they're reacting, I don't necessarily just mean, you know, do you think he's going to get put in jail? I don't know. I only care because of the way he sows a lot of poison into people's minds. And some of them are willing, you know, consumers of that poison. But then I also worry because, again, as I said, this man has gone real gangster with everything he's done. And he's doing this call to action for chaos. And then you have other folks like Carrie Lake, who likes some, you know.
Now, who is she?
Carrie
is that
Lake,
a male or female?
That's a woman. Who ran? Let me finish. She ran for office in Arizona. She lost, and like some, you know, malevolent harpy, she keeps saying that all of our elections are rigged. Everything is fixed. That's why she didn't win, despite the fact that she didn't have enough votes. And so she, like he, screams out this poison. And she actually has said, you know, we don't like what you're doing, Democrats, and we're willing to get violent about it. So it's these calls for violence I'm a little concerned about. And I'm wondering if people are talking to their circles and saying, hey, let's keep calm. You know, hey, did you store up enough water and toilet paper? Hey, you know, how is that neighbor of yours down the street who sometimes gets angry and stands out on his front yard waving his AK-15 and his Trump sign? You know, is he all right? Does somebody need to talk to him? You know, and then you know, just a lot of ripples, because Trump is not just a threat in terms of the possibility of him becoming president again. It's the ripples in the pond that he causes that knocks things down. And people think it's not a big deal, but we should just be aware that there are more than just who we're seeing on television reacting to him, and it's not necessarily about him being charged and convicted and put in jail. It's about the damage that he does to our social and possibly economic infrastructure because of perceived threats. So that's what I'm looking at, Arthur.
Well, that's a serious threat.
Yes, it is.
And I'll tell you my small opinion.
Real quickly, because I got another caller. Go ahead.
Yeah. People need to consider their neighbors.
Yep.
In general.
Yep.
And
I'm
going to get you next caller.
All righty. Thank you so much, Arthur. Good morning, Leanne. You're next. How you doing?
Great, thank you. I'm actually kind of a new listener, and I'm really enjoying this conversation this morning. One thing I wanted to kind of talk about is media, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to talk about that, and how they cover Trump versus how they cover others.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the media has kind of fallen down and has not been tough enough on Trump. It feels as though when they interview him or they, do these town halls, that he always has the upper hand and never gets asked the really tough questions. And I think also the media hasn't really helped in showcasing this, what you're talking about as far as, like, the violence that's being called for and how he's affecting us socially, and has separated families, basically.
Yeah, the media might consider itself tough right about now because a lot of people are pushing back and they're asking questions, even on the notorious Fox channel and network. However, I agree with you that they're not asking the hard enough questions for where we are now, compared to where we were. Oh, my goodness, they like the Inquisition, but it's still not enough. You're right. But that's why we have to, I can exhort my colleagues and the staff, at KBOO to make sure that we dig and we, share what we find. But it's also the everyday person out there talking with their networks that's going to make a difference in this.
Yeah, I would agree. And I sometimes feel like our local news could also, ramp it up a little bit. I know it's more of a national coverage, but, even the local news covered it a little bit more and really talked about what this indictment is about, as you were talking earlier about the fact that he had secrets of the government that he was willing to, trade off
mm-hmm.
to protect himself, And I don't think people really understand that. Heard of what this indictment is about, and the fact that he's already been indicted, he's going to be probably indicted again. But when I get on media and listen, it just gets kind of glossed over, and I really wish they would carry that a little bit more.
That's one of those things where I would tell people, just like you call into a talk show, when you get a moment, call into your other media networks, and they always have, the listener or whatever the line, and call in or shoot them off an email and say, hey, do this. Because as somebody trained in one of the country's best journalism schools, if it bleeds, it leads. And if it's controversy, we want to be there because that's what drives, their ratings and their sales. And if they think that people want to hear more about this, maybe it'll entice them or incentivize them to cover this in more depth. But especially, remember your independent medias and let them know you want more of that, because there's still some good independent media outlets here in the metro area. And so if you get time, drop them a call and tell them what you just told me, because they need to hear this and they need to cover it. But
I agree. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And one more thing I want to just put out there. I'm a neighborhood leader, and I just want to encourage any of your listeners out there, if they're interested in helping out with getting people registered to vote and to get the vote out, they should look into their neighborhood leader program under the Democratic Party, and it's a great way to kind of get involved and to kind of help out and get the vote out. I just wanted to push that out there.
Okay, so the program is called Neighborhood Leader.
And it's through the Oregon Democratic Party. And
okay.
The neighborhood leader is like assigned a section of their neighborhood where they're basically talking to your neighbors and knocking on their doors. You get all their names and numbers and whatever, and you can go and knock on their door. I've been doing that the last few elections.
Okay.
And you can just go and knock on their door and talk to them about the candidates and, you know, who's up for election, and to encourage them to get that ballot in.
All right.
It's a great
way
to get involved, and it doesn't take a lot of time.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Leanne. Thank you very much. And that's how you use KBOO as your platform, y'all. Okay, Mr. M. Anyway, let's go to John.
Okay, people like to, you know, think simplistic. Okay, let's talk about simplistic violence. In the United States, there's over 450 million automatic weapons floating around. Number two, there's thousands of tons of ammonia nitrate that is missing. Okay, one and one equals two. If Trump hamster hair, which I call him, comes out and just said, when he did that stand back and stand by, well, what if he just says, let the dogs out?
Well, that's exactly my point. That is exactly, and he's already made the covert call to action. If you go back and watch the news, I think it was Saturday. It was either Friday or Saturday. And he was basically saying, you know, well, the people are not going to stand for this. And, you know, if I turn myself in, who knows if there'd be a bunch of people protesting. There it is.
And one other thing, Trump has been partners with Putin since 1987.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like looking at it this way. You know how when the Iron Curtain went down and how the Chicago boys screwed Mother Russia and put them into abject poverty and just gave a few people all the money? Well, it's get back time now. And now with this Ukraine war, I mean, you know, I think that Trump is always, well, I hate to use the word, the Trump card.
Yeah.
I think he's already given everything to Putin, you know?
Well, maybe.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, look at all these scenarios are up here. I mean, you're playing with a rattlesnake.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So you just, this guy, he's slick. He does everything under the jurisdiction of this Eileen, whatever her name is. She's going to say, well, no, he can keep everything. You know, Jack Smith, go home and blow your nose.
Yeah.
You
know?
You see what I mean? I mean, he's a mob boss.
He knows how to play the game. That's exactly it.
If you want to know American history, whatever.
Well, I got one more caller, and it is 856.
Godfather 1 and Godfather 2.
All right. Sounds like a plan. Thank you. You know, and that's one of the things that's really sad. I don't think people are paying attention. But let me go to my last caller, Wade. Good morning.
Yes, hi. I wanted to just, real quick. So the love of money is the root of all evil. So translation, this is for Santiago, by the way. The love of capitalism would be the love of all, the root of all evilism. Capital is money, yes?
Yes, it is. I'm listening.
So, there's a lot of love. Now, I think we need to positively talk about our ideas. And so, because a lot of times they're put down, like somehow socialism is a bad word. But socialite is okay, but a socialist is not. Well, I'm a socialist, and I have a long social list. I'm an idealist. I have a long idea list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one more fun thing, because I don't know if he'll go or not, but I think it's good that this has happened. I'm elated. I'm a little wary also, but even my 80-some-year-old client said, well, you know, he always weasels out of everything, but I have to be a little more positive than that. I just say visualize orange man in an orange jumpsuit. And peace to everyone listening.
All righty. Thank you, Wade.
Peace.
Uh-huh. So, you know, the upshot of all of this is kind of like wait and see. I don't know how we can influence our electeds beyond contacting them, calls, emails. People might still fax, you know, whatever you use for communication. You know, to your elected and let them know that you want them to do some due diligence on this, you know. Congress is probably your best bet. I don't think anybody beyond, or rather less than, the federal level is going to make any difference. But, you know, the most important thing is to minimize the effect of all of his ripples on your life and on your community. And to talk with your neighbors, and even those you don't like because they're Trump supporters, you know, just check in. At least find out what they're doing. What's the saying? Hold your friends close and your enemies closer. You know, as for the aliens, you know, hey, let's just have some fun with this. But I'm gonna say the same thing. You know, you got water, you got telephone and batteries. Talk to your neighbor. And don't forget, using KBOO as your community platform to connect with like-minded folks to make the change you want to see is the way to expand your effect. This has been More Talk Radio. I'm Celeste Carey. Thank you for the calls and the connections. This is 90.7 in the city. And stay tuned for the Old Mole Variety Hour.
You are tuned in Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming on the web at kboo.fm.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available at our website at kboo.fm. The Finance Committee meets on the third Thursday of the month at 5:30 p.m. This month's meeting will be held online through a public video conference. A public link and phone number to attend the meeting can be found at our website at kboo.fm. Please visit our website to verify if a meeting is being held.
I'm Doug McVeigh, host of Free Culture Radio. Every month,